It's been 2 weeks since we saw those terrible images of the National Museum in Rio de Janeiro being consumed by fire. It was Brazil's oldest museum, with a collection of some 20 million items. Many of those items are now gone, and they can never be replaced. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
It's a wooden stool. It's at least 200 years old, and it came from Africa.
If I close my eyes, I can still picture in my mind. I would say it's 4 feet tall. It's very dark wood. It looks old.
Gustavo Pacheco is a Brazilian anthropologist and writer. He spent 6 years doing research at Rio's National Museum and saw this African stool every day.
It's a piece of carved wood. It's a very fine piece of design. It's very harmonious. It's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
The museum had many precious items. Pacheco believes it's hard to overstate the significance of this one.
It's one of the few pieces that in itself could condensate centers of history, centers of relationship between the new world and the old world, relationship between Brazil, Africa, Europe, Portugal, and all the countries involved in the slave trade.
Pacheco was horrified when he heard about the fire.
I was devastated. I spent almost 2 days crying. I couldn't look at the fire and the TV screen without crying.
This wooden stool was actually a throne for an African king. Its seat is shaped like a crescent. This throne was sent to Brazil in the early 1800s by the ruler of what was then the Kingdom of Dahomey and is now part of Benin on the West African coast. Many Africans shipped as slaves to Brazil around that time came from that area.
My field of research is this story. This is my research.
Professor Marisa Soares is an expert in African-Brazilian history. She curated the museum's now destroyed African collection. The throne was the star item.
It was located at the room of the African collection, and we just put it in the very middle of the room, and children used to like to visit because we put the throne together with the sandals that the king used to wear, because he would sit and leave the sandals on the floor. So we put the sandals on the floor.
The king's name was Adandazan. Soares says the throne was his gift to the ruler of Portugal's empire, Dom João VI. Brazil was then a Portuguese colony. Adandazan sent his gift to Rio because João had transferred his entire royal court there from Portugal to escape Napoleon's invading army.
The throne arrived in 1810, and it was exactly related to the enlargement of the slave trade.
During the Atlantic slave trade, the Portuguese shipped an estimated 5 million Africans to Brazil. The massive human trafficking by Europeans of Africans over centuries is now seen as one of history's worst atrocities. King Adandazan in Dahomey was involved, says Gustavo Pacheco, the anthropologist.
Dahomey was one of the several African kingdoms that sold people into slavery, but not their own people. They sold war prisoners, they sold their enemies as slaves.
By now the British, once prolific slave traders themselves, were pressing Portugal to stop importing slaves to Brazil. Professor Marisa Soares believes Adandazan was worried by this.
And he sent a chest full of gifts. And the one of the gifts he sent was this stool, because he was afraid he would have big losses related to the new policy of the breaches related to the slave trade.
In fact, Brazil carried on receiving slaves for decades after that. There's a story about King Adandazan that lives on in Brazil. It's believed that among the people he sold into slavery was an African queen, the mother of a family rival. Some believe the queen, Naa Gontime, ended up in northeast Brazil, where she established a famous voodoo temple. Today in Brazil, she's still celebrated as a symbol of courage and defiance. Gustavo Pacheco again.
Naa Gontime's story has been told over and over in books, in songs, in carnival parades. It became sort of a modern myth in Afro-Brazilian culture.
That's Rio's Beija-Flor Samba School singing its carnival song about the legend of Naa Gontime. Her story illustrates a crucial point. In Brazil, past and present are deeply entwined, especially when it comes to the slave trade, says Soares.
We don't have slavery anymore, but the damage that slavery made here is still very alive.
The majority of Brazilians are black or mixed race. They're far more likely than others to be the victims of poverty, violence, and prejudice. Many Afro-Brazilians say their history is too often ignored, and the museum fire is an example of that.
That loss means a kind of expropriation of our history and the possibility that we can construct identity as black people in Brazil and know our past.
Leah Mansell is a human rights lawyer and black women's rights activist. She's Afro-Brazilian and knows the pain of not knowing her own history.
Beyond my grandmothers and grandfathers, I don't know.
Would you like to know?
Yes, yes.
Mansell, who's 30, says she thinks she had a great-grandmother from somewhere in Africa, she says. At the ruins of the museum, workers are trying to make the building secure. The search through the ashes to salvage what remains of the collection hasn't yet begun. An effort's underway to recreate the collection digitally, using documents and images from across the world. That collection contains so many treasures: Egyptian mummies, dinosaur skeletons, insects from the Amazon, records of lost indigenous languages, and much more. Almost all is believed destroyed, including King Adandazan's throne, a wooden stool that looks so simple but means so much. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.